All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. Let me know if I'm still too loud. I'm still testing the mic, like I said, and I'm going to go listen to this video myself after we're done to make sure everything's straight. But it should be. Anyway, we are here to promote Sacrifice Villains, which came out like a day or two ago, but I just haven't gotten to it yet. But you can pick up this game at GOG, Just USA, Steam, of course, it's on Kagura Games, it's on Manga Gamer, and I don't believe I've forgotten any, but if I did, I'm sorry, I think I pretty much named them all, though. So, go ahead and pick up this game. Remember, it does have Mosaic censorship, so if you're worried about that, you might want to sit this one out. So yeah, this one's gonna get rough. You know what that means. Villains! A cry echoes into the murky skies. Passers-by whirl around in response to this warning before emitting cries of their own, some screaming in terror, others howling with fury and scattering in all directions. Fellas, empty your wallets! Girlies, get your asses naked! Do it now or you're dead! A gang of villains floods into the streets chasing after the fleeing populace. Some are after money from the men, while others strip the women naked before pushing them down to the pavement. In a flash, the streets, which had been full of the bustle of daily life just moments before, have now become a lawless place where villains are free to terrorize the people. This is a common sight in Tokyo, or Scum City, as it is now known. Get back here! A villain stretches his arm towards a fleeing citizen, and it extends like rubber, grabbing the scruff off of his victim's neck. Of his victim's neck, rather, guys. An obvious display of superhuman abilities. Criminals with superhuman powers or abilities and who commit crimes with these same abilities are called villains. Faced with these violent superhuman criminals, the ordinary populace is defenseless. Police! Leave the people alone! Hands where I can see them! It's the Polista, the armed forces protecting the city. Someone must have put out the call. They point their guns at the villains as they shout their usual warnings. Although all they have is one vehicle and two cops at the scene. Do it, I dare ya! You gotta blow these guys' brains out! The villain doesn't even flinch. With a random citizen acting as his literal shield, there's nothing the cops can do. Good, you coward! The cops are vastly outnumbered by the villains of Scum City. It's a well-known fact that they have neither the power to stop nor the authority to dissuade these villains. Are the ordinary people doomed to be crushed under the violence of superhumans? No, not all superhumans are evil. Hold it right there! A figure appears within the chaos, separating the people from the villains at an incredible speed. A beautiful woman with dignified features stands before the villains, bearing her courage for all to see. Stringendo, reporting for duty. Stop it right there, villains. Sorry, had to turn the volume up just a little bit. It's a hero, and she's a chick, too. Or rather, it's a hero, and she's a chick, too. Oh, and she's got a banging bod, too. I heard this place was chock full of girl heroes. Now this was worth the trip. The other villains gather around in response to their buddy's remarks, leering and jeering at Stringendo. Do as the Polistia say and run while you still can! This is directed at the citizens she's shielding behind her. They offer words of gratitude before fleeing the scene. After she's made sure that the citizens are evacuating under the cop's supervision, she faces the villains once more, emanating an aura of justice from her eyes. I'm gonna get ya! Get your clothes off! You think I'll be captured by the likes of you? The villains rush to attack her. She fends off one first and then the second. As she dodges their attacks and grabs, Stringendo's speed increases bit by bit. Stringendo's ability, as her name suggests, is acceleration. Her speed increases every time she dodges the malicious attack. She's now so fast that the villains can hardly see her. She's leaving after images in the air. She dodges their attacks before returning quick punches of her own. Gah, shit, she's a fast one. My eyes can't keep up. She evades every single one of their attacks, landing a counterattack of her own every time. Her individual punches aren't much to write home about, but the villains are definitely feeling the heat. You people are pathetic, getting tossed around by some zippy princess. But boss! A female villain materializes from the shadows behind these ruffians. That's Matanure! So this means these guys are Matanure's ninja army! Rumors of Matanure's ninja army, a group of thugs said to hunt down and kidnap female heroes, have been spreading rapidly throughout Scum City. Their leader is Matanure. She has gained notoriety as a sex ninja skilled in lust jutsu. Faced with this group of infamous thugs, and with the Hero Society's warnings about them fresh in her mind, Sergendo is now on high alert. Matanure, in particular, is a person of interest within the Hero Society itself. But after having exchanged blows with these thugs, they, with the exception of Matanure, seem to be nothing but third-rate villains. A number of female heroes have supposedly been captured by this group under Matanure's command, but the small fry and their flashy antics were probably just bait meant to lure the heroes into their trap. Matanure is probably the one who would take on the heroes solo before kidnapping them. The rest of them are mere riffraff. If I can just take down Matanure. Having designed any small fry, most of which, Having designated the small fry, most of whom could barely follow her movements as unworthy opponents, Sergendo makes a beeline for Matanure alone. I'm bringing you into custody, Matanure! Thanks to the flurry of blows she dodged earlier, Sergendo is primed to attain maximum speed. She puts some distance between her and the target, allowing herself plenty of space to get going. Armed with the speed of light and the kinetic energy produced by her own mass, she's become a kinetic energy projectile headed straight for Matanure. Shadow Stitch Formation! Matanure's slender fingers point to a space a few yards in front of her. The villains, the same ones who were getting tossed around just moments ago, assemble into position on either side of the area. Out of the three, one of them emits a sudden flash of blinding light. Sergendo narrows her eyes at this disruption, but she remains laser-focused on Matanure. Without losing any speed, Sergendo gets her missile-like body ready to give Matanure a good shoulder tackle. And just as she passes by the three poised thugs... what's going on? Sergendo's body screeches to a halt as though seized by an incredible force, making her stop in her tracks. Having lost inertia, she falls onto the street like a marionette with cut strings. Like most of your predecessors, you probably thought that all you had to do was defeat me first. You want to give your opponents more respect. Matanure steps closer to gaze down at the fallen hero, harumphing, as if she expected this to happen. These fools may be dim-witted small fry on their own, but together? Some arrogant hero like you is no match for the three of them. Aha! Dim-witted small fry? That's kind of mean, boss! The three villains who shot Sergendo down approach her body from the side. One has the power to emit blinding light, another has the power to extend one shadow. The last has the power to stop the movements of a person whose shadow overlaps his own. Under Matanure's command, the three individually useless abilities combine to form one strong ability. Are we taking this one to sell too, boss? I have no interest in anyone other than her. You three can have this woman. Do what you want with her. Thanks, boss! You're the best! The villains cheer among themselves before swarming around Sergendo like ants around a sugar cube. Their hands grab at Sergendo's hero costume, ripping it open. Here we go. No! You people won't get away with this! Mutanori's henchmen are ravaging Stregendo. Because of course they are. After taking load after load of semen, her body is now obediently responding to the stimulation. Still, Stregendo herself remains defiant, showing no sign of surrender. Well, well, aren't you a tough cookie? Looks like you've got more backbone than the other heroes we've hunted so far. She's come a bunch of times already, but her mind just won't quit. Maybe that's why she's so tight. I ain't complaining. Squelch, squelch, squelchy, squelch, squelch, squelchy, squelch. Every time Mutanori's henchman thrusts his hips, all the creamy, foamy fluids make a disgusting churning sound at his crotch. You've taken blast after blast. Sorry. You've taken blast after blast on your pussy already. Does it feel good having all that cream lubricating your pie? Come on, say something. It doesn't feel good! Not at all! Ha! Your voice is all squeaky and your hips have been twitching the whole time! Who are you kidding? You fools! Give her as much as it takes for her to start being a good girl! Stop it! Stop it right now! You won't get away with this! Shut your trap and keep stroking my cock! What you running away for? Keep still! Yeah, every single fucking ninja villain sounds like that, okay? Deal with it. She's a hero surrounded by villains all violating her. Her eyes are moist from the humiliation, but there's still a glint of resistance deep within. You just ain't quitting, huh? I can keep going, but since Boss told us to give it to you good, I just can't hang around here having fun with you. The villain places one of his hands on her lower abdomen as he thrusts around in a circular motion. What are you? Oh, why? What is this? Dragendo's voice suddenly rises into a loud, sensual moan. Her body's been trying its best to refuse all this stimulation, but now it's writhing in complete pleasure. Whoa, you're so tight. My power's an enhancer type. I can amp up the strength of someone's muscles. That usually puts me in a backup role, but I can strengthen your pelvic floor muscles and make your pussy real tight around my cock. The villain picks up the pace, making quick, sharp thrusts as if he's drilling a hole right through the hero's insides. Ah, it's amazingly tight. It almost hurts. Feels nice with my cock stuffing your pussy, no? Come on, feel the pleasure already. A hero won't surrender! Not from something like this! Ah! No! Not there! Her strength and muscles allow her pussy to clench extremely tightly around the villain's penis. This in turn increases the friction between the shaft and her walls, intensifying the pleasure. The villain keeps pumping her like a piston as he shifts his body so that his penis slams against the depths of Stregendo's pussy from a different angle. Ah, this is great! So great! You're the best one I've fucked so far! His penis pumps back and forth into her pussy, clenched so tightly that it feels as if it will ever let go of him. The lips of her pussy wrap themselves around his penis, sucking on it every time it draws backwards. Stop! Don't thrust like that! If you keep at it, I'm gonna! You're gonna what? You gonna make me a sandwich? No? The more I thrust in here, the tighter you get. Your pussy's all twisting around me. I ain't stopping. It feels way too good. He's pumping her even harder and faster now. Stregendo's beautiful breasts bounce around haphazardly from the vigorous force of his rough thrust, turning her nipples into pink blurs on her skin. The inside of her pussy is dripping wet, not just from all the sperm it has taken so far, but also from the brand new juices churning and frothing from the inside out. I'm gonna come! I'm coming! You got coming too, woman! No, not inside me! I really can't! Slurp, slurp, slurp! No! Not inside! Not again! This is a common practice with her? She said, not again. It's like, does this happen often? Oh, it's twisting and clutching all the sperm out of my cock. Twitch, splurt, splurt, splurt. The semen that has been scraped out by all this ravaging is being replenished by even more ejaculate. So many times that she's lost count. The villain doesn't slow down or stop, even as he's coming. His freshly released semen churns around inside, overflowing from their combined genitals. Squelch, splosh, squelchy, squelch, blurp, blurp. The villain doesn't stop thrusting his hips. The semen spurts out from her pussy, churned into a froth by the thrusting penis, turning Stregendo's hole into a foamy, dribbly mess. No, don't stop! Don't thrust! Not when you're coming! I'm gonna come! I'm coming! Don't be shy! Get coming! Come on! Go on, come! I'm gonna come with you, so don't worry about it! The villains close in on this female body as she's being shaken and swayed about by these rough, ejaculating thrusts. As Stregendo screams and moans at the stimulation of the forced insertion, they furiously stroke their own penises as they surround her. Didn't they say that she had speed? Couldn't she do, like, an Omega jack-off session with that guy? Like the one she's holding in her hand? That's like being jacked off by the Flash, even though that sounds horrible. Like a female Flash, right? That dude would come like 40 times and he wouldn't even know. I'm all out of semen! Sorry, I guess I'm making this even more crazy than it already is. Leave it to me and my comic knowledge to make a superhero-themed Daryl Gay even worse. No, I'm coming! Slurp, twitch, lurp. Twitch, lurp? Okay, we're just making up words now, guys. A scream of orgasmic pleasure, one unbefitting of a hero, echoes throughout Scum City. As if on command, the shafts pointed at Stregendo pulse in unison and start to erupt with semen. Hey, you! No looking away! Hee-hee! I'm gonna mark your pretty face with the smell of my juice! Splurt, 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 perfect! No! Gross! It reeks! Stop it! Stop it! I'm gonna... Come! Stregendo was overwhelmed by wave after wave of pleasure. Her climaxes ebb and flow whilst the villain's filthy fluids fly and spurt across her body, defiling her. Splutter, splurt, 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 splutter. No! Semen rains down on Stregendo's skin like paint layered on a canvas. She gasps and sputters for air as the force of the ejaculate plugs up her nose and mouth as though she's drowning in the ocean. You're all moaning and groaning while covered in man juice, little Miss Hero. The villains soon run out of sperm. Stregendo has collapsed out of exhaustion and is now unable to respond to Matanure's taunts. Semen drips from her skin as well as what is left of her torn costume. Ugh, you look awful covered in all that sperm and it stinks. Whatever these fools are eating, it's making their semen reek. Matanure scrunches up her face and covers her nose. The foul stench emanating from Shigendo's sperm-drenched body is strong enough to reach Matanure, who is standing a distance away. Well then, the other heroes might have heard about this by now. They might be rocking up here real soon. We're heading back. And take the woman. Carry her. Aye, boss. Hey, why don't you grab the woman and cough up all the loot? None of you pocket nothing. It's against the rules. I know, I jizzed it on her, but I don't want to pick it up when she's all covered in... I don't want to pick her up when she's all covered in sperm. You had the most fun, so it's gotta be you. All right, fine. Come on, Miss Hero. We're bringing you to the next life. Let go! Stop! Don't touch me! The villain reaches out to take the exhausted Shigendo away. And as his fingers graze her soft skin, a strong quake assaults Matanure and her henchmen as they're about to retreat. It's an earth-shattering shake as if a building has collapsed nearby. What? What's this? What's going on? Some of the villains are thrown down by this violent quake. Even Matanure has one knee on the ground now. Flustered by her inability to command the situation, the female villain's eyes dart towards the source of this earthquake. It's a brightly colored costume, so striking that you could hardly miss it, shining beneath the murky sky of Scum City. Uh-oh. Oh, it must be Captain Kick Your Ass!
Justopia to the rescue!
A laughter of justice echoes through the downtown streets of Scum City. He's the one and only man worthy of the title of a superhero. A hero among all heroes, and his name is Justopia! He must have leapt from the extreme height because his landing makes a dent in the ground, sending cracks throughout the asphalt. Justopia? What the hell? Isn't he running for mayor? To think he would just come all the way downtown for something like this. Matanure and her gang of hero kidnappers are always on high alert, keeping track of Justopia's whereabouts like prey on the lookout for predators. Today, man, that theme is pretty damn awesome for an Arrowgay game. Like, that's really good. Today, Justopia was supposed to be smack dab in the middle of an electoral campaign for mayor of Justopian Ward, which is why they picked this date for their criminal activities. Oh.
In the face of justice, elections are a mere afterthought. And besides, Matanure, you've been designated a priority capture target by the justice. Of course I had to abandon my speech to come here. Now, let her go and face your just punishment!
Go to hell! I didn't want to do this, but get him, you fools! Are we really going up against Justopia, boss? You fools think you can run? We were doomed the moment he laid eyes on us. There's nowhere to go. Perhaps Matanure's words have struck the right chord in her henchmen. The ninja villains leap at Justopia in unison. However,
just meet.
The superhero's fist makes precise contact with all the leaping villains. Speed, power, control. Justopia's punches are the best of the best in all of these categories. Perhaps there are some people who could react in time, But what reaction could possibly impede him? Wah! One of Montanari's villain henchmen guards with his arms and manages to get them in front of Justopia's fist. But those two arms simply crumple back into the villain's own abdomen as he goes flying in the opposite direction. In the face of these savage, unblockable blows, the ninja villains can only collapse one by one. You monster! Because of Justopia's sudden ambush, Montanari is unable to coordinate an attack that makes use of her henchman's abilities in a meaningful way. Just as she said earlier, her villain henchmen look like nothing but small fry now that they've been picked off one by one. Even if they were acting as a perfect team, though, they'd still be no match for the superhero. Run! Boss! I already told you! There's no running once that freak targets us! Montanari bites her lip as she watches her henchmen fall. The Montanari ninja army she'd taken the time and effort to raise. She was going to stop at nothing to find and humiliate her, the traitor, and give her what she deserved. Now she has come to terms with the fact that she is going to be captured by Justopia. You underestimate me. I am Montanari, the strongest sex ninja. I will slice your cock into pieces and render you impotent, Justopia. Montanari weaves through her falling subordinates at blinding speed. With her kunai, ninja knives at the ready, her attack looks poised to land. The sharp edge of her kunai strikes the superhero without any hesitation. Well, looks like she's gonna get her just desserts. Bam, 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 bam. I mean, come on, you guys gotta hear me do the 8th scene in the superhero voice. Captured by the superhero, this female supervillain releases a howl-like moan.
Just meat! Just meat! Just meat! Just meat!
Just meat! Just meat! Montanari's body trembles and shakes under his wild thrusts. It's extremely rough, almost violent. But Montanari's eyes are out of focus, showing a complete lack of resistance. Nothing but pure pleasure. No, you're killing me! I'm gonna die! Oh, it feels so good in there! Justopia's just meat attack isn't just reserved for his kicks and punches. He's able to use it from his fingers as well as his penis to land attacks on his opponents. See, that's where Superman went wrong. He could never use his penis. With his penis, he's able to launch a chest meat attack into his opponent's sweet spot. And Montanari is getting just that. With every thrust, he jabs it right into the most amazingly sensitive parts of her most sensitive organ. She's about to faint. Forgive me, I beg you. Oh, it feels so good. I can't stop coming. You're killing me.
Ha ha ha! Now that would be a problem! I don't kill, you see!
But Justopia continues to violently and relentlessly thrust his hips into her. With each womb-crushing thrust, pleasure swells up within her, causing Montanari to experience climax after climax. The female supervillain soon reaches her limits under this torturous bout of raw dog fucking.
I'll be coming soon, too! Bam, 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 pow, 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 pow!
Justopia's thrusts are now more intense than ever. Montanari's body is shaking furiously as if she were in the middle of an intense earthquake. The female villain's voluptuous breasts bounce and tremble and shake along with her body, turning into a blur reminiscent of a clone jutsu.
No! Just finish! Kablast! Splurt!
I'm coming! The impact of the explosion of semen inside her pussy lifts Montanari's hips into the air. As she takes the blast inside her, she experiences her most intense climax yet. More powerful and more violent than any of her countless orgasms so far. This is one of Dystopia's powers. His ejaculate has the ability to force the opponent to climax instantly. Even if the opponent were on the brink of collapse from continuous orgasms, or even if the opponent were completely and utterly incapable of sexual pleasure, any person on the receiving end of his ejaculate will involuntarily achieve climax. And to top it all off, the more the opponent comes, the more explosive the orgasms become. Brap, brap, brap. Even Homelander didn't really fuck his enemies. I didn't see that. I don't think they ever showed anything like that, even in the comics. So Japan has gone beyond the pale with this one. Well, no, I mean, no, because there was Starlight. A lot of people say, what about Starlight, Grimm? Oh, yeah, Starlight. But there, maybe there were some other... Oh, yeah. Yeah, because there was that scene where they showed all the pictures and stuff of them fucking. So, yeah, they did fuck everybody. So it is kind of like The Boys in a way. I'm coming! Ah! The force of his blast is so strong that she can feel it in slamming into her lower abdomen. With every spurt of semen pounding into her womb, Montanari's body is violently assaulted by the most vigorous orgasms over and over again. Now this is justice! Now repent and reform! Is that all Rita Repulsa really needed was a good fucking? Oh, you Rangers! That's what I needed right there! Splurt, 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 slosh, slosh. Gah! The infamous female supervillain, one treated with caution by even the Hero Society themselves, is now completely incapacitated after enjoying countless force orgasms. I mean, if it's a way to win a battle, just see, Batman, we've got a new idea. You want me to what? Trust me, it'll work. Boatloads of semen overflow from the crotch of her nearly unconscious body, dribbling out onto the street. She's out! Justice has been served! All that's left is... Montanari's eyes are rolled back with her body limply hanging from Dystopia's penis. The superhero gazes at their surroundings. Around them are the ninja villains of the Montanari Ninja Army, all collapsed on the street. Having observed the situation, Dystopia removes Montanari, now reduced to nothing more than a used condom, from his penis before approaching a nearby ninja villain. I'm gonna do this right. Insert! Dystopia's penis rams into the villain, who had been holding his breath and pretending to be defeated in the earlier confusion. His screams of pain echo throughout the streets of Scum City. You do not want to be a villain in Scum City, because the way they deal with evil is by fucking it. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. That guy just got an anal blast. He's never gonna forget. Bad lotion? Okay, I like Madam Venom. Dystopia, of course. Oh, okay. Damn. Clock up, of course. There's not that many of them, unfortunately. Maybe they'll make a sequel. There's only like three. Okay, so we're gonna end it right here. Of course, this is gonna talk about how everything happened. And I think that's more for you guys. Like, we'll cover this if you guys actually like it. I'll look at the hits. I have been looking at hits and games that you like, we cover. Games that you are like, eh, we don't cover. I mean, that's just it. Why the fuck do you want me to cover stuff you don't like? I mean, unless you specifically request it. Grim, please cover blah, 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 then I'll cover it. Okay, but you can pick up this game again at Steam. You'll have to use the patch, obviously. GOG, Kagura Games, Jest USA, where I got it, and Manga Gamer. So, definitely pick up a copy if you like it. As you see, it does have Mosaic censorship. And it doesn't appear to be that long of a game. It also seems to be like a little bit of a lower budget. But the art's pretty cool. I do like this kind of Western Japanese art. Like, I'm not very familiar with My Hero Academia. People tell me, oh, it's the best thing you watch since the American superhero cartoon. So I might give it a watch for some of the characters. I am familiar with them. Like, Dystopia kind of looked like All Might, I guess you could say. But, yeah. It's a different art style, and I do kind of like it. It's like the West and the East kind of blending together. And this weird eroge mix that just seems to work right. And I do like doing the comic voices when I'm doing the eroge. Can't do it all the time, because it does take a lot out of me. But it was fun. And then I gotta do Spawn tomorrow, so that's gonna be equally fun. But alright, guys. This is the Grim Lord. I will see you guys next time. Again, let me know, because there were a lot of shouty parts, if there was static or anything like that. Because we are still testing everything out here as far as the mic goes. New setup. I want to make sure I'm not deafening you people. Alright, I'm out. See you next time, guys, with more great hentai games on Grim's Hentai Corner. Pick up the game if you like it.